Glory to my Guru, Sri Krishna Guruji. Today we're doing Chapter 4 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Who Crosses Maya? Section 1, Means for Love, Sutra 46 to 48. First we'll hear all of today's sutras together, and then we'll go one by one. Who crosses Maya? Who really crosses Maya? 1. He who gives up all attachments to sense objects. 2. He who serves the great masters. And 3. He who renounces all sense of possession in himself. 4. He who keeps himself in a solitary place of quietude. 5. He who plucks his bondage with the world by the roots. 6. He who goes beyond the influences of his gunas. 7. He who renounces all his anxieties for acquiring and maintaining. 8. He who relinquishes the fruits of action. 9. He who renounces all egocentric actions. And thus 10. He becomes free from the play of the pairs of opposites. Now we'll take each sutra one by one. Sutra 46 says, Who crosses Maya? Who really crosses Maya? 1. He who gives up all attachments to sense objects. 2. He who serves the great masters. And 3. He who renounces all sense of possession in himself. So what is this Maya? Maya is the illusory potency of the Lord. She is the world that we see. Maya works with the mind and feeds us the false data which we then use to live a life in this world. So who really does cross Maya? He who gives up all attachments to sense objects? The sense objects are the people, places, and things in this life. Sense objects surround us, and thanks to the mind, they permeate us too. The body itself is a sense object. In his book, The Flute of Truth, Sri Krishna Guruji reminds us when he said even the highest of gods was deluded by his own Maya. Take the case of the boar avatar of the Lord. Was he not oblivious to everything and enjoying his Maya as a father and husband and rolling in the muck? So if the Lord himself had difficulty, what chance do we stand to cross Maya? Well, here, Devrishi Narada tells us that he who serves the great masters and he who renounces all sense of possession in himself crosses Maya. This is about surrendering to the spiritual master. To serve the master is to surrender to the will of the divine. It's not about taking ownership of this life, but instead surrendering it to the one who can actually lead you out of the cycle of rebirths. Now, Narada continues to tell us who crosses Maya. Sutra 47, number 4, he who keeps himself in a solitary place of quietude. 5. He who plucks of the bondage with the world by the roots. 6. He who goes beyond the influences of his gunas. And 7. He who renounces all his anxieties for acquiring and maintaining. Keeping yourself in a solitary place of quietude, that can take place in both the physical space and the non-physical space of the mind. It's easy to say that it's good to spend time alone and away from the world, but it's really hard to find a quiet place to be by yourself. Life is bustling around us. In times that you cannot find a space to be undisturbed, you can still retreat within yourself while still being among others. He who plucks at this bondage by the roots is one who goes to the crux of the issue. He seeks to identify the origin of his bondage. It is the spiritual quest that leads us to the master, the one who can teach us how and where to pluck. He who goes beyond the influence of his gunas is blessed by grace, of course. The guru reveals our nature to us, and then he guides us through our own self-effort, to rise from tamas to rajas to sattva. It's the self-realized being who goes beyond the three gunas. He who renounces all anxieties for acquiring and maintaining is one who is fully dependent on the grace of the Lord. It's about the faith that one has. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna says, "The devotees, however, who loving no one else, constantly think of me and worship me in a disinterested spirit, to those ever united in thought with me, I bring full security and personally attend to their needs." This, my friends, is called faith. Now Narada continues the list of who crosses Maya. Sutra 48. Number 8. He who relinquishes the fruits of actions. 9. He who renounces all egocentric actions and thus, 10, becomes free from the play of the pairs of opposites. We cannot invest ourselves in the fruits of our actions. To cross Maya, you know that you cannot do any action with an eye on the results. It is Maya herself who creates the fruit, so the results are never in our hands. Even actions that appear to be full of goodness are loaded with ego. Take the example of those who make great donations to any institution to have that institution named after themselves. This is an egocentric action, even if some good work is done through that institution. The great donor is not aware of the karmic repercussions that will ensure many future lifetimes under Maya's rule. Narada tells us, he who is free from the pair of opposites crosses Maya. That one takes no sides in any of it. He is in a state of equanimity. He has no desire or attachments to sway him. There is neither good nor bad. Everything just is. All the world is a play of Maya. When we clear away the illusion, only love remains. So we'll stop here today. This completes Sutra 46 through 48 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Chapter 4, Section 1, Means for Love. Thank you for listening. God bless and lots of love.